Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rob Wilson. I'm trying to get three-way into Michelle, and this phone won't let me. You there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio, and I'm sorry about the delay, but the three-way calling and everything didn't work, and I'll take responsibility for that. I want to welcome Michelle Hurst to the show. She's the author of Vela Brera, and it's an author of Vision. I mean, it's a book of vision and shadows. And anyway, welcome to the show, Michelle.
Hi, Hart. Thanks okay. for having me.
Anyway, let's
talk about it today.
Oh, I'm doing very good today, and I just couldn't get my three-way calling to work. Nothing wanted to play today. But anyway, Michelle, you got a book called Vela Brera.
Yes, it's for Vera Vision. Sorry? Yes?
What did you say?
It's for Vera Visions and Shadows.
Yeah, Vela Brera Vision. Anyway, tell people how you come to write the book and what it's about, please.
How I've come to write the book. Well, I've been playing with the idea for quite a long time, 10 years actually. And 2 years ago, I had the opportunity of staying at home. And I actually got to sit down and I wanted to write a book that had everything in it I wanted to read, because every book I've read had something missing in it. So I sat down and I wrote Vela Brera for myself to start out with, and 8 months later I had a book, and Amy Lignes stumbled across me and she ended up editing the book, and a year later it was published. But in the beginning it was just a story I told my son every night to get him to sleep. But yes, 10 years later it ended up on pages for myself, and a year later it ended up on pages for everybody else to read.
And I'm going to read a short, just a paragraph from page 100. So if you want to get the rest of the book, you have to go to Amazon.com and go to Kindle and get it. Anyway, it starts with, "Rain frowned at my look. I mean it in the way a guardian would refer to his charge. Taking his arm from my waist, he gracefully put some distance between us. He'd just done it. Rain had responded to my thoughts. How did he do that? Peace be, princess. It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I had to respond to the river guy, but I was too busy meeting Rain's frown with my own frown. You are being rude, Elkira. Rain impersonal tone slammed in the gut. I turned from Rain, cool expression, and focused on the newest character. How is that kind of like a husband and wife and people today? We're always frowning at somebody."
Well, I think what happened there was a big communication gap between Rain and Elkira to start off with. He just assumed he could refer to her as his own, where Elkira, being the independent woman, as many women are today, took offense, and that led to a bit of a argument. So yes, that happens quite a bit today in a married life, and I think a lot of men and women make that mistake and communicate past each other. I think that's what I used there in that paragraph.
And you know, the book is very well written and very well edited. But you this is the first book you've written with many more to come. But what do you feel for somebody that's going to sit down, Michelle, and write their first book? What would you tell them to do?
Well, if they're going to write the, well, not first book, if they're going to write a book, they just need to sit down and write the book for themselves. It doesn't help you're going to sit down and write a book to please the market as such, because then you're going to end up just writing a book about vampires. And the market's flooded with that at the moment. You need to write a book because you want to get something out there. You want to tell a story as such. And if you're going to do that, you're going to write something good. You're going to write something you want to tell the world. And that's when you're going to write something that's going to be awesome.
And what was, you know, just to set, what was the something that you did that was unique that gives the writer a unique perspective on what you did before you started to write, or how long you sat down and wrote and stuff like that? Just give them some insight there, would you?
Well, what I did that was different is, well, with Barbara, well, I didn't sit down and do any massive research with Barbara. What I took a lot out of life that I've put it into the story, and I think a lot of people can relate to Barbara if they're going to read it. They'll be able to see their own lives in it put into a fantasy story. So they would be able to see their lives put into fantasy. They would be able to relate and deal with life in a much better way. And I think it's basically dealing with life in a dreamy kind of way and seeing it turn out in a good way, if I can put it that way. I'm speaking a bit of a circle here. It's also giving people a way of dealing with problems and seeing that there's hope out there. It's not just the humdrum of life and getting through your day. It's also seeing a person for who they are truly. Where Alkiro, in the beginning of the story, is just another person, as 90% of the world out there is. She turns out into someone special. And she shows people how you should actually look at the world and how you should look at other people around you. That's what I wanted to bring across with the story.
And that's what it does. If you read the book and you can read on, I'm not doing the book justice when I read it, but it's really a well-written book and a very good, because I can write. Reading is where I have a challenge sometimes. But anyway, the thing about this book, Bella Brea, and that is a very elegant name. How did you come up with the name Bella Brea?
I'm going to get to explain that much better than I did Tuesday. If you look at our Earth now, it's pretty much wasted. But what I had to do was, in the book, our Earth is being destroyed. And I had to create something that was perfect, in a way, Eden, in the beginning of time. And I had to go and do a bit of research there. And what I came across is the first supercontinent Earth had, before we came along, was called Valbara. And I used that name in my book to basically explain what the new Earth would be called once Earth was destroyed, where the chosen ones would go to, where the immortals were that prepared the new Earth for them. And the only way I could do that was to borrow a name, could I say, from what we had before we destroyed Earth, and that was called Valbara, the supercontinent before everything was basically used and abused by us. Because another thing that I point out in the book is the animals and the beauty of the Earth. That's something very close to my heart.
And, you know, the name... Go ahead.
No, you go.
You know, if you're listening to Michelle's voice, her voice is just ringing with Valbara. I'm going to get that name before this is up. Valbara. But your voice is ringing, but there's a true heartfelt resonance between you and the book if people are listening. And how do you feel being that book is so close and comes straight from your heart that other people will get to open their heart to experience a life, at least get away from life and enjoy the book?
Well, that's the only thing I wanted to do when I published it is I really don't care how many people read the book as long as the person who gets to read the book gets to understand the point that I'm trying to bring across. As long as they get to dream for that precious moment they are reading the book. It's just basically a dream I want to share with them, just the hope of what could be, just sharing in the reality of, you know, life isn't what it is right now, it's what you can make of it. You know, hope is the heartbeat of your soul. That's what I say in the beginning of the book. Your life is what you make of it. It's not what other people make of it. You need to basically stand up for yourself, and that's what Alkira does in the book. You need to surround yourself with people that's going to be good for you. And that's what she does as well. You need to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves, and that includes the animals out there. And everything like that is in the book, and that's what I try to bring across, plus the amazing love story, of course. No girl can resist that. But Valbara is all about hope and faith and not letting that go by the wayside. And I just had to bring that across to the world because there's none of that left anymore. Everything is just about fake. The world is just one big fake ball and what you can get out of the next person.
You know, the subtitle, Visions and Shadows, that's what we live today. I mean, in real life, you live visions and shadows. You got your visions, but the shadows within you take away the visions. So this book is really a young adult self-help book in a way, isn't it?
Well, I hope so, because the young adults, it's all about electronics, thinking about the next Christmas present. That's what I'm struggling with at the moment for my son. But, yes, it's all about just there's no more visions for the young adults don't have a vision for the future anymore if you look what they're faced with. And it's just living from the one shadow to the next. They have no more hope for their future. And if you'd be surprised how many young adults are out there grabbing onto books and just living in the dream world these days, because that's all they have. They have movies and they have books. And we need to just give them that next bit of hope with the books we're giving them to read. We get to mold them now. And you can't just mold them with violence and action.
And see, you just hit something. How is their dreams and them reading books like yours, Valbara, and the visions and shadows actually opening their dreams, but actually open their life up to see a better way and actually open up that innovative spirit within them?
Well, I'm opening with Valbara, I'm opening up a bit more than just giving them hope for future. You know, if they're going to look at Al-Kira, not just the love story and the humdrum. If they're going to really read the book, they're going to maybe get to stand up for themselves, and especially those that's beaten down and feel they really have nowhere else to go. Those that's the bottom of the slob at school, if they can just get up and not let people pick on them and just stand up for themselves and really do something with themselves, their lives, and figure out that there is more to life. They are the ones in control of their lives, not someone else. If they just put their foot down and if they just really get out there, they can do it for themselves. Everyone can. And they're young adults. They have so much going for them. And Barbara is out there to just teach them that. I've written the book for those people who feel they really have nothing more to live for, nothing more to go for. They're in the deepest, darkest shadows. Barbara is there to teach them and to give them that hope that life isn't all that. It is a light at the end of the tunnel.
And you, the name Barbara, it really, something just come to me. It almost sounds like a gallant bear. It really does. I mean, the name is just intriguing to me. And it's so Barbara. I mean, it just does sound like a gallant bear. When you read the book, you become a gallant bear. And you can go through life with your eyes open. That's what comes to me right there. And the name, and when you read it, it really does open you up and make you gallant on the inside, but also gives you the courage to go forward. That's what the gallant bear. And so when you wrote this book, how did this book actually expand you in your own vision and your own will to live a better life?
Oh, it did quite a bit for me, Rob. Did quite a bit. Well, 2 years ago when I actually started writing this book, I stopped working for reasons of a disability. So this book was my own walk to my own hopes and my own dreams. So from where I was 2 years ago up until where I'm now, it's a complete 360 change in my life. And I can honestly say, from experience, 100% experience, you can get up and you can make yourself 100% a better person. You can stand up out of the sludge and out of the grips of anything, and you can make yourself whatever you want to be. You cannot sit back and say, oh, woe me, I cannot make it. I am a failure. You cannot do that. You can be anything you set your mind to be, no matter who you are, no matter what you're suffering with. It's whatever you want to be, you can be. And for Barbara, it's just my way of proving it. I never thought in a million years I'd publish a book, and I've done it within 2 years. Anybody can do it.
You know, there's something that come to me there, and I'm going to let you expound on this. When you was talking there, Barbara came to me that it isn't only a young adult's, but it's almost your autobiography of your own personal expansion to be omnipotent enough, that's all powerful and uncomfortable, omnipotent enough to write your own book and really basically use your story, your life expansion, in a fiction book to help others. Is that pretty close?
In a way, it is, actually. Because, I mean, 2 years ago, I was a business banker doing banking, and now I'm a writer. And if you take 1 + 1, Barbara is in the middle making an equal sign. So, yes, Barbara is, in a way, my biography, if you want to look at it that way. And my... Well, 60% of it is my story, just put over into fantasy. A lot of the people who knows me will know exactly where to look for what. But Yes, it's my way of telling people my story and trying to bring them out of the gutter as well. That's why I say, if no matter how low you are and no matter where you are, you can do really anything. And I'm trying to reach the young adults before they step into the world and have the world change them. I'm trying to reach them and have them make something of their lives, because books and words are really powerful things. You can really change someone's life with just a book. So many books have changed my life and helped me. And I'm really hoping with just my book, I don't care if I can just help one person with my book, I'd be awesomely happy. So I'm really hoping I can change someone's life with mine, even if it's just one.
Balvara, you can get the book at Amazon.com. And it's published by Precious Gems Publishing, and it's PreciousGemsPublishing.com. And Amy Ligner, who's there at Precious Gems Publishing, is probably one of the most artful art editors in the world.
Oh, definitely. She'll take your book and change it from something that's actually not worth being looked at into a piece of gold. And she's done it with Balvara. So it's definitely an editor that's worth being taken up.
And, well, you also had a lot to do with Balvara. And it's a very elegant book, very eloquently written. It'll span your life. So go to Amazon.com, Amazon.com and get Balvara. And I don't know why I keep wanting to put a BRAA in there, but I do. But anyway, Balvara is a very fun book to read. So anyway, when you're writing your books and you're getting ready, how is the family support important to you?
Oh, it's definitely very important to you. As a writer, you need your family support. If they need to give you your time alone, otherwise you're not going to make it much as a writer. You need long times and long periods to learn to write. Especially some people love writing at night, like me. So my family is very supportive, and I appreciate them very much for that. And, yes, that's about all I can say about my family right now. We're running out of time there.
Yeah, we're running low on time. And I apologize to everybody. I had trouble getting a three-way call, Verizon and my cell phone and everything didn't want to play with from here to South Africa for some reason. Then all of a sudden they just did it. 8 minutes into the show, but I apologize to everybody. And right after the first of the year, Michelle, I'll have you back and we'll do another one because we know how to do it now.
Thank you so much, Rob.
And, you know, what really is ironic, I called Verizon last night to make sure I knew everything to do, and the guy forgot, and this is much my fault, is he didn't tell me the 011 to get outside of the country. And I'll take responsibility for that.
It's okay.
Anyway, so Michelle, give them some wisdom, and we'll close out the show.
Just remember, hope is the heartbeat of your soul. As long as you have that, everything will be okay.
All right, Michelle, I want to thank you very much for being on the show. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom and NLP Coaching, and thank everybody. And we'll be here next week, Monday through Thursday, with Doug Malloy with Invading of the Indigenous. He's a real good writer. And anyway, thank you, Michelle, and we'll see you. And we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Rob. Keep well.
You too. Thank you.